Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Don't let them entities take up your home. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. They just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
Right.
Welcome. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, March the 28th of 2018. And the time is 1 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my brothers, we want to talk about one of the foundations or a foundation when it talks about or when we are looking forward to getting results. I mean, everybody, you know, has different issues or different intentions based upon different information that they would like to establish some type of innovation. And in order for that to happen, there has to be an understanding of the ABCs, if you will. And we want to look at or do a basic advanced message. We want to break down the letter A, the letter B, and the letter C when it comes to, again, the spiritual development or allowing you to be who God has designed and gifted you to be. So in order for you to be that, you have to do these three things. In order for you, when we talk about at the end of the day, you know, I have a lot of books, I do a lot of shows, we do a lot of talking, there's a lot of, you know, the self-help industry. We look at the self-improvement industry. We look at the economy today. We look at what's going on economics. We look at the four modules or the four areas that I focus on, which is, again, wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. All of this comes down to you being an authentic, basic child. Without those three, that worldview. So, again, we're laying the foundation for the April 2nd class, that talks about, again, you understanding that you are a quanta that has been fused into matter, and you are inside, or you in a induction state. And without a biblical or without a universal or without a spiritual authentic basic childlike disposition, which is the letters A, B, C, which is what we're talking about today, the inability to understand that there is a process that inducts you into a particular position or a particular organization or a particular place. So we have the person, the place, and the position. You have been inducted into that. We're going to talk about what that means deeper on April the 2nd as we break down that quantum induction state series. So I need you to join me on that series. Simply go to the website at Master Teacher 33. Click on the link that says donation. Make the $50 donation if you're not a non-member to participate in that series. Because we want to break down that we are missing this. What are we missing? We are missing the childlike faith. What does that mean? The Bible says, suffer not the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom. So without having an authentic, basic, childlike disposition, you are not eligible for the kingdom. So every child is born as a spiritual child. Now, every child, every person, if you want to use that, has the opportunity because of something called the birthright. Now, everybody has a birthright, contrary to popular belief. Now, different birthrights, but for the sake of argument today, we'll just say everybody. So everybody has a birthday, or everybody has what is called the birth induction. So the birth induction, again, is the induction process that is done through labor. So when a mother is induced during labor, there is a stimulation of her uterus that causes a contract to take place. You call it a contraction. During your pregnancy, a woman, nothing happens during the pregnancy as far as the child being introduced or inducted, if you will, into a new environment until labor. The mother has to go through labor. And it is during the labor that the induction or the inducing takes place. Sometimes the induction state must be artificially stimulated by a doctor to induce. So the mother must be induced sometimes. And it takes a long time for a baby to be born, usually 9 months. After the 9 months, labor pains start. And the labor, again, stimulates something called contractions. Now, these contractions are contracts. And these contracts that we make, now, some people believe, depending on who you talk to and who you or what books you read, that the contracts are made, you know, before you come into this dimension, and we just don't remember. But for doing a successful labor and induction state, something beneficial happens, and that is birth. So labor induction is necessary. Now, there are many reasons that a woman would have to be induced in order to produce a child, because we are all, according to Psalms 82, verse 6, we are all children of the Most High. According to Acts 17:29, we are the offspring of God. According to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 9, we are subjected under the Father's ruling disposition of spirit. According to John 1:12, as many who has received, he has given them the power to become sons of God. in Romans 8:14, which says we are sons of God. 1 John 3:1 says now we are the sons of God. So we are sons and we are daughters of God. We are children. As a child, there is a basic understanding that we must have to be authentic that allows us to be inducted back. Remember, however you come into this world is how you must go out of this world. We were induced. The mother went through labor. She had some contracts or made a contract that allows you to be delivered or to give birth by a doctor. So the doctor delivers the baby. And so we must reverse engineer that same process, which we're going to be breaking down as we return back to the other side of the prison or the prism. The same way Yahushua went down into mass or matter, he took the keys of death and the grave, and he returned back to the Father. That's why I said, touch me not, for I have not ascended. Whatever Jesus did, whatever Yahushua did, that is the only process to get on the other side of the prism or this triangle of a solid geometrical shape that causes your light to fracture and to departmentalize. And so now we must return back to source. How do we do that? We are children that we must understand our basic authenticity. Because as children of God, we don't understand our birthright from God, so we cannot be authentically of God. So the ABCs is the authentic birthright or birth of a child. We must be, in order to be eligible for and to understand this life management system, there is a worldview that we must pay attention to, that we must not respond or react. We must create as a child. Now, it's interesting because we are spiritual children, meaning according to the spiritual realm, how much do you know of the spiritual realm? This is how you can tell if what I'm saying is true. So what is the spirit realm? I like asking people this, especially gurus. You are God's spiritual child. Now, the electromagnetic spectrum says that 99.9% of the stuff, the spirit realm, is non-detectable by a hue or a bent light beam, a fallen light beam. You are a fallen angel. You call it an angel. So as a fallen angel, your light is fractured. So you are a refracted light, which we're going to be talking about later on during the series that starts on April the 2nd. So as a fractured light, you are, again, refraction or fractured. That means bent. So your light is bent. What causes your light to bend? When you shine light through a prism, it bends. So what is a prism? Because that's the thing that is bending your light. So a prism, again, is a geometrical figure, a GEO. So it is a genetically engineered organism. That's where we get geometry from. So if you notice, it's really interesting if you look at the physics of it. That's why I like science and physics. Because the person that you call the devil in science is called Lumiferrins. It is this Lumiferrins. It is an enzyme. It is a luciferance. It is a lucifer. And it's interesting that all the words are lucifer, which is the same word for phosphate that is attached to the DNA. It's the fact that this phosphate or this phosphorus or this false Horus is interfering with the letters or the fetters of their DNA that causes the light to bend. Now, the word prism really means two-faced. Again, it means parallel figures. So a prism is like, it is a transparent object. Let me say it again. A prism is a transparent object. Let me say that again. A prism is an optical illusion. Let me say it again. A prism, a P-R-I-S-M. Now remember, your light has to go through this. Your light must go through a transparent object in order for it, again, to refract, to change, fall, to make an angle. So as a child is like a miniature adult. But if you don't understand that you are spiritually, you could be 1,000 years old physically. You could be an adult, but you're still a spiritual child because you don't know nothing about the spiritual realm. Not you, but people that you know. So I know I don't know anything about the spirit realm because I can't see. I can't use my five senses to interpret the spirit realm. So 99% of the electromagnetic perspective or spectrum is spirit. And so since we are in the darkness, we are the blind leading the blind. So we are all in a prism. We are all in a quote unquote a dark place. We are all in being manipulated, or we are all being affected by this transparent optical element. And it's interesting because it's transparent. Now, without understanding that we live in this world that is affected by something that is transparent. And so as a child of God, we cannot return back to God until we deal with the prism of our mind, if you want to use that term. So there is something that is transparent. And since it's transparent, that the scripture that said that something and someone has been transformed, he has transformed himself into an angel of light. Now, light is interesting because light is like it's transparent or it has some transparency. So whatever a prism is, we know that it is the condition of being translucent or transparent. It is the condition of being transparent. So when we talk about this word transparent, it's very, very interesting because now we're starting to get into the message I'm going to be talking about on April the 2nd. So without understanding that, number one, you are a spiritual infant. Now, I know you're like me. You think very highly of yourself, not you, but people that you know. And you really think that you can, you know, take on devils and doctors and demons and all that good stuff. However, let me remind you that when you get into the spirit realm, you're a child. And if the Father has not prayed for you, Peter we know, Paul we know, but who are you? Now, something that is transparent, that is a prism, it has the ability, it has certain properties of transmitting light. That's what the word transparent means, in addition to being what we call invisible. Now, the word transparent is interesting because if you look at the word, it's two words. It's the word trans and it's the word parent. Now, again, I'm explaining to you the problem that is preventing you from being authentic. If you are authentic, then you're going to be very, very, very confident. And if you're very, very, very confident, you're going to be very, very, very compelling. You're going to be very, very, very certain. And the universe only responds to a made-up mind or a certain mind. So in order to return back to the Father, you got to be authentic about who you are. That means basic or your birthright. There must be an authentic, basic birthright of your childhood, your bloodline. Now, the word transparent is a mind-blowing word. It is the word trans and the word parent. Somebody changed your parent, your spiritual parent. Now, you're supposed to be the offspring of God, according to Acts 17:29. But fortunately or unfortunately, you are of your father, the devil. And the works of your father, the devil, you will do. Now, I'm not calling you the offspring of the devil. There's something called the Bible that calls you the offspring of the devil. Now, it's really easy to tell if you are or if you are not, because the Bible says if you are the offspring of the devil, you're going to do the devil's works. That's how you can tell. You can tell a tree by its fruit, not by its leaves. Now, most people I know, they look at the leaves, but they don't look at the fruit. Now, I'm a leaf inspector and a fruit inspector. So whether the tree has leaves or has fruit, I can tell. I can look at a pecan tree, and even though it don't got no pecans on it, I can tell you that it's a pecan tree. Now, the reason why this is so important, because that prevents you from being authentically the child of God. Because, again, your parent has been switched. Now, it's interesting because they say that happens. Sometimes children are born and their parents are switched at birth. Do you know now, I hope and pray that you don't know anybody who was switched at birth. But they say that sometimes that happens. Jeremiah 17:9 says that you have inherited lies. Somebody switched. Now, the Bible says, woe to the scribes and Pharisees, because why? They changed jots and tittles. They did the switcheroo. So now what is good is bad, and what is bad is good. You've been controlled. So the Bible simply tells us the truth. But the Bible, we think that the Bible is talking about some far-off time that's going to happen later, or some far-off time that's going to that happened in the past. We don't understand that the Bible is talking about what's happening right now. So when it says that you, and then it says that you are of your father, the devil. Now, that is establishing your child or your parent. Now, Acts 44 says that you are of your father, the devil. I'm not saying it. John 8. John 8:44. John chapter 8, verse 44. So, are you Reverend Dr. Bishop? So, don't text me and email me. I had the wrong scripture. Okay, it's John 8:44, not Acts. So, John chapter 8, verse 44. John chapter 8, verse 44. John chapter 8, verse 44 says, you are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer, number one, from the beginning, and he abode not in truth, number two, because there was no truth in him, number three. When he speaks a lie, number four. He speaks of his own will, number five. For he is a liar, number six, and the father of it, number seven. So lies, falsehood, aboding not in the truth. Notice it didn't say a truth. The truth. Notice it did not say. Please read John 8:44 carefully to understand the children of the devil, because 99.999999999999% of the people on the planet, their father is the devil. How do you know? Number one, they have the lust of the father. They have the father, the devil's lust. Now remember, the number one lust that the devil had, the number one. How did all this shizness get happen? How did this unauthorized production get authorized? Number one, the devil was the anointed cherub that covered. He had a job. His job was, he was God's right-hand man, so to speak. He was like God's bodyguard. And in times past, he was the anointed cherub that covered or hovered. Then he said that in his heart, he had a thought. He had an ideal. He said, I want, number one, he had a desire. This is now again, this is how you know that you are, that your daddy is the devil. You got an ideal. Everybody, you know, people I talk to all the time, they got, I have a plethora of ideals. That's why I don't have ideals anymore, because I understand where they came from. Now, remember I told you guys before, I was the devil's whooping boy. I was an imp, which means little devil. And I use EMP, electromagnetic pulse, to become a PIMP. That means a manipulator of people's minds, a pimp. Now, that's the devil's three-step formula that works like clockwork. He did it on Eve, and he did it on everybody else because he got a dog that hunts. And the devil's three-step formula is he turns you into an IMP, an imp. How does he do that? He changes your heritage, your birthright. Remember, Esau sold his birthright for a bowl of soup. You sold your birthright. How you think you got down, chimp? This planet is a prison planet. Now, you may have the opportunity, which is being presented to you right now, to reverse engineer and trans and exchange your parent back to the father. Because Psalms 82 verse 6 says, ye are gods, ye are children of the Most High. Acts 17:29 says, we are the offspring of God. John chapter 1 verse 12 says, you have been given the power to become sons of God. So right now you have an opportunity to turn your back on your adopted parent and return back to your blood parent. You have that opportunity right now today. Because God says you have received power to become sons of God. John chapter 1 verse 12 and also in Romans chapter 8 verse 14. Also, 1 John 3:1 says that we are the sons of God, not of the devil. So why would we give up our birthright? We give up our birthright whenever we are not authentic. That is the ABCs that keeps you from operating inside of my system or the life management, the light management system, the real light. Now, on the opposite side of the prism is the fake light. I just go and tell you. Because I've been asking the question, which I'm going to be breaking down here on April the 2nd. So if Lucifer shines his light through a prism, have you ever heard of, I talked about this thing, if anybody don't believe me, if you want to look it up for yourself, if you want to, and I'm going to break it all down on April the 2nd, if you want to get a head start, go to Google and type in Lucid Trust, triple dare you. Now, remember, the Bible says you are of your father, the devil. Why? The lust of your father you will do. What was the devil's lust? Number one, he had a position. It's called a diaconia. It's what I've been teaching for 20 years. He traded in his position because he wanted somebody else's. Now, everybody on earth that I know, they have desires to get stuff. Very few people have a desire to be stuff. Me too. That's how I can teach this stuff. I did it for 50 years. I didn't read about it in the book. I had a car, and I wanted another car. Had a house, I wanted another house. Had a job, I wanted another job. We have the lust of the flesh. We have the pride of life. We have the cares of this world. That's Lucifer. Lucifer is inside of your body. He made the body, by the way, in case you don't know. Don't believe me? Look inside your DNA. You got four letters. Nobody talk about the fifth element. Nobody. Nobody. No scientist. No biologist, nobody talks about what holds the DNA together. Why is that? How come they don't tell you? They always talk about the DNA and the four letters of the DNA. They never talk about the walls of the DNA. They talk about the four chambers of the heart, but they never talk about the walls of the heart. They talk about the four gospels, but they never talk about the fifth gospel. The fifth element is always left out. So Yahushua is pointing out what you can't see. That's what I do. So I talk about shiznits that other people can't see. That's my job. My job is to build the temple that can house the Shekinah glory of the true God, not the fake one. So the fake God doesn't need my teachings. People who are fake, they don't listen. They don't have no value. My teachings have no value to people that's not real, because it doesn't require change. The lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the cares of this world is not challenged. Ye are of your father the devil. The lust of your father. What lust does the devil have? He said, I want to be like the Most High. I want to sit on the sides of the north. The devil said, I want to be God. And everybody that has a problem with my teachings are people that have or that want to be God. They don't want to deny themselves, pick up their cross, and follow God. They want to be like their father, the devil. See, the lust of your father, why? He was a murderer from the beginning. Who did he murder? He murdered purpose. He murdered destiny. He murdered his design. He was the anointed cherub that covered. He decided he wanted to be the light bearer and the light bringer. He decided that, hey, I want to bring gnosis to the universe. The father said, that ain't your job, dude. And so he had something called a rebellious spirit. He was stubborn, and he just did his own thing. So right now, there is a prism that has bent your light. That prism, again, is a transparent. It's a parent that transfers you. Now, the word trans and the word parent is the word pair. Rent. So a parent is a pair that rents. See, on earth, we have parents. I have parents. That's how I got here. So that means that my mother and my father rented my spirit, if you want to use that term. Don't you got a parent? It's the pair that rents you, pimps you out, so to speak. Now, I know this is contrary to your theology. I understand. But again, you got to look at the details. The devil's in the details. If you look at the etymology of the word, you will find the true definition of the word. And it's death, it's fake, it's false, it's phony. It is the pair that rents. The word parent means parent. It means rent pair. So you got two pairs that transport you to another pair. You got a pair, but you got a fake pair. You are the offspring of the big G, but you are being prostituted. You are being rented by the little G's. You are of your father, the devil, not you, but people that you know. How do I know? You got three lusts. You got three things that you do. You got the lust of the flesh. You got the pride of life. You got the cares of this world. You care about this world. You care about trees, you care about wells, you care about little Johnny, little Susie, you care about your house, you care about your car, me too. I'm not talking down to you. I'm in the same boat you're in. That's why we're all drowning in the same water. That's why we need a lifeguard. We need somebody that's not in the water. That's why the God I serve is not on this earth. Because if he's in this earth, he can't help you out of this earth. I never seen a drowning victim save another drowning victim. I've never seen it. If you've seen it, please send me the video. I want to see it. I've never seen a blind man lead another blind man. I've never seen it. If you've seen it, send me the video. The blind cannot lead the blind. You need somebody that's not blind. You need somebody that freaking can see, homie. You are a child. Now, I know not you, but people that you know, they think they're the shizness, don't they? They walk around with their chest. You ever seen some TV preachers? Now, I know I used to be one, not a TV preacher, but I used to be a preacher, and I used to walk with my collar on, and I used to walk around. I used to think that my dookie didn't stink. I thought I had a divine connection to God. I thought I was better than everybody else. I thought that you should kiss my ring finger. I was like the Pope. My head could not fit through the front door. I thought I was a water walker. I had all zeal and no knowledge. I was of my father, the devil, and the works of the father I did. What did I do? Well, I was a murderer. I abode not in the truth. There was no truth in me. Every time I spoke, I opened my mouth, lies came out. I was speaking on my own accord and my own agenda. I was doing Willie's way, not God's way. I was the father of lies. Anybody can relate? I know none of y'all can relate. That's just me. I was the only one. I understand. And because I did not tell the truth, the father could not accept me as being authentic. Why do you not have clarity? Why do you not have confidence? Why do you not have certainty? It's because you're not believable to the spirit realm. Your spirit does not align with the Father's spirit. Your flesh aligns with Lucifer's flesh. Your spirit does not align with the Father's spirit. That's what it says in the book of Romans. When I have in my book, I am too human. You're too human. You're too human to be any spiritual good. We all are. So what do we do? Well, we were transported, which is transparent, which is a prism. We were transported down here. Now we've got to be transported out of here. We got to exchange parents. There is a pair that is renting us, prostituting us. You need to exchange that parent for the parent. You got a parent, Lucifer. You need the parent, the big G. The ABCs is to understand that you are a child that has a basic birthright to being an authentic child of the King, offspring of God. You're not the son and daughter of Lucifer. However, we are acting like we are. Why? Lack of gnosis and a lack of knowledge. So today's message is designed to help you understand that you must have an authentic birthright because you're a child. And so you need assistance, because if you don't get this assistance, then what's going to happen? You're going to be transported. Because the prism is the thing that assists in the transition. So that way you can be an angel of light. And you can be a minister of righteousness. Notice what it says in 1 Corinthians, that the devil has transformed himself into an angel of light, an angle of light. He's transformed his demons, dispositions, states, united snakes, into what? Transition. You are in a transition, my brother. You are in the process. Or you are in a period, like a caterpillar changes into a butterfly, you are changing into a little devil, or you're changing back into a little G. Which parent is renting you? Which pair rents? You are undergoing a process, and this process is a metamorpho or metamorphosis. Which one you got? You got metamorpho, the good one, or you got metamorphosis, the bad one? Metamorpho or metamorphosis. It is a state or a condition of changing states or forms. It is a conversion. It is a metamorphosis. It is a alteration. It is a handing over. It is a change over. Right now, as I speak, there's a change over. And the only way for you not changing into more, to be more like Lucifer, is if you must authentically align with your birthright of being a child of the King. If you do not align, if you're not authentic with your birthright, then you're going to go from one stage or one state or one subject or one place to another. Transition. So a prism is a place of transition. That's why you're chill on this prism planet, because you're going through a transition. To you're exchanging, you're losing your birthright with the big G, and you're exchanging it for the birthright for the little G. But you have an option. You don't have to be a little G, even though everybody tells you that you have to be a little G. You can return back to being one with the Father. Every child has the option, again, of being the offspring of the big G. But the enemy doesn't want you to know that. So he keeps you, again, in a dumbed down stupor. Because you don't understand the true destiny of mankind. So you've been lied to. So all of the lost doctrines of what we call Christianity today is designed so that way you do not understand how you are returning incarnation or reincarnation. And without understanding, then you do not know the true destiny of mankind, that the Father is taking his children and making them align with the true, authentic birthright. So what is your birthright? What is your birthright? So when we talk about birthright, what do we mean? So you're born into this world, right, through what is called the birth induction or labor pains. Now, most people do not understand their God-given rights, not their man-made. So there are certain what we call inalienable rights. Now, why are they called inalienable? How come they cannot call, you know, divinely or heavenly or, you know, some other word? Why are they called inalienable? The word inalienable, it means non-alien. See, it means universal. Inalienable means that they cannot be repealed. They cannot be replaced. And they cannot be restrained. You've been lied to, brother. You don't know your true destiny. You don't know your birthright. See, the word birthright is inalienable. The word inalienable means natural right. It means universal, natural. It means divine rights given to you by the big G, not the little one. So the little G knows your birthright. And he hopes to God you don't hang out with me. Because I'm going to tell you your birthright. Because you don't know them. These are natural rights. These are natural. They're not legal. Now, it's interesting because in grammar, there's this word, again, we have been, and it's also in the Declaration of the Independence. The Declaration of Independence declares, it's interesting, it says, we hold these truths to be self-evident. Now, self-evident, what does that mean? It means it don't need no proof. It's self-evident. So that means that there's certain things about you that is evident. Now, I have this inside of my book, The Biology of the Temple, and my book, Christ in You, or Christened. Why? Self-evident. It is self-evident. I don't need no Bible, and I don't need no science. I don't need no scriptures. It's self. It stands alone. So if you don't know the self-evident, inalienable, not unalienable. See, the Declaration of Independence says that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights that are among, these are among them life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that dogs do not hunt. The Declaration of Independence does not hunt because you are declaring your independence from the big G and you are declaring your allegiance to the little G. Because it uses the word unalienable, and it does not use the word inalienable. Unalienable and inalienable is two different things. Now, you have to be very careful because the devil's in the details. You have certain inalienable rights, not unalienable rights. And these are natural in you, not underneath you. They're inside of you. They're not under you. Even the word understand is Luciferian. You should. That's why I always say the word overstand or innerstand. You never understand. If you understand, that means that you're gonna stand under. It has power over you. If you overstand, that means you stand over. You got power over it. So I overstand. Do you? It's important, my brother, that the devil's in the details. He's the most cunning of all of God's creatures. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Self-evident. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is all part of the Luciferian doctrine. Just type in Lucian Trust. Now, it's going to pull up a lot of other shiznits, but if you are a very learned man or a very learned woman, if you're led by the Ruach and the Pneuma, you're going to see right through the Luciferians. L-U-C-I-F-E-R, Lucifer, A-S-E, Luciferians. You will see right through the Luciferians or the Lucian Trust. Now, Luciferians is a genetic term that talks about how enzymes produce bioluminescence, not sonar luminescence. It is a photoproton or a photoprotein that was discovered inside of the human genome. Now, you must, again, that's not authentically you. That prevents you from being authentic. So as a child, your genes has been manipulated. As in the days of Noah, so shall it be. What happened? Genetic editing, genetic engineering is still happening today. So your job is to understand that there is a trust. Now, a trust is interesting because a trust is something that is usually, you know, established. There are living trusts, and then there are trusts that are implemented upon death. And there are certain, how can we put this, benefits, birthright that comes with certain trust funds or certain trusts. So the Lucian Trust has certain benefits that are the natural birthright of the birth induction or the birth process into this dimension. That's based upon maritime law or water law because you are inside of water for 9 months. It's called the amniotic fluid. It's liquid. So it is based upon maritime law. That's why you go to when you give birth at the dock, the same way a ship docks. When a woman, that's why you go down the canal. That's why they call it the birth canal. The canal represents a channel where water flows, and we deal with the banks, river bank. There has to be funds when you give birth. All of this has to do with the maritime law of birth induction. That's not your birthright. Your job is to return to your birthright, natural birthright. Now, birthrights are different from any other rights, because birthrights, it's a privilege that is, again, your heritage or your inheritance. So if the pair that is renting you, parent, you get their inheritance or heritage. So my question to you today is, whose heritage do you have? Do you have the heritage of your father, the devil, or do you have your heritage of the father of spirits? The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 9, that you are subject to the father of spirits. Or what it talks about in James, the father of light. He's not a spirit. He's the father of spirits. That's your true birthright. But you don't know that, so you can't be authentic. You can't be the author. Now, the reason why this is so important, this prevents you from returning home. I got to sell you on the fact that you are not you. I got to get you to believe it. I got to get you to believe that you don't have no inheritance. That's the only way that the devil systems work. I got to get you to act like a monkey. I got to get you to buy into Darwinism. I got to. Why? So that way you don't know that you had a prior existence with the Father. I got to get you to know that you are God's, that I got to keep you from knowing that you are God's chosen people, that you're special, that you are an individual that has an allotted portion or inheritance inside of the kingdom. That's what is called a destiny or a diaconia. That's the only reason why I do diaconia reports, to show you that you have a lot, that you have a share, that you have a destiny, that you have a heritage, that you have a birthright that makes you authentic. But what does that mean, Brother Will, to be authentic? Now, remember three words today: authentic, birthright, and child, or authentic and basic. The word basic also means birthright. This allows you to be audacious, allows you to be bold, allows you to speak with dunamis of power. So, but what does that mean when I say be authentic? The word authentic has the word auth, A-U-T-H, author. The word authentic means undisputedly genuine. It means legitimate. It means the legal heir. If you are not authentic, that means you're not spirit and you're not a child and you can't go back home because you're fake. The Father only recognizes his children. The Father doesn't recognize other people's children, according to John 10. My sheep, they hear my voice, they follow me. No other voice will they follow. So Yahushua, he stands at the gate. He's the good shepherd. His sheep, they hear his voice, and they follow him. They are authentic. They are the children. They are the offspring of the big G. Now, again, it's very important, because if the enemy can get you to not understand what I'm saying, then you are forfeiting your birthright, because you're not being authentic. You're not being basic. You're not being the child of God. You are trying to be God by creating your own will and your own shizness, like Lucifer. He's the original anti-father. And he wants you to be anti-father-ish, like him. That's his only weapon. That's his only game. The word authentic, again, the opposite of the word authentic is the word fake and the word phony. So the devil's job is to get you to be fake and to get you to be phony. That means that you're not being authentic. You're not being reliable. You're not being dependable. You're not being trustworthy. You're not being authoritative. So his job is to not allow you to be the principal author. That's his job. He want to make sure that you are not the author and the finisher. He want to make sure that you are authoring somebody else's, or you're writing somebody else's, or you're being somebody else. You're not being yourself. He want to make sure that you are not being authentic. That's his only game. Your job, my brothers, and your job, my sisters, is not to fall for the trick. What trick? Selling your birthright. How do you sell your birthright? By seeing no value in yourself. So if you are doing somebody else's niche, that means you're doing the same thing that Lucifer did. You are of your father, the devil. How are you of your father? If you don't get anything else out of today's message, please get this one thing. How do you become a card-carrying Luciferian? By not doing your diaconia. By not finding your purpose and doing what God has allotted. Not what you learned. It is not unalienable. It is inalienable. It is in you. It's not underneath you. If you do not know your purpose, that means that you are eligible for unpurpose. If you don't know your purpose, the Bible says, well, purpose is not known. And the Bible says, people cast off restraint. They don't have the ability to exercise self-control where there is no purpose. Where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. Your birthright, my brothers and sisters today, is something that you are entitled to by birth. You're not entitled to it by effort. You're not entitled to it by money. You're not entitled to it by gender. You're not entitled to it by, you know, something else. You're entitled to it by birth. And if there, for some stretch or some strange imagination, you are in the process or you are a part of some organization that requires some energy or effort. Now remember, works is the result of faith. Works does not produce faith. Works is the result of your birthright, your destiny, your diakonia. Real works, the works that stand the test of time. That means that, see, you was born doing it, you're going to be you're going to die doing it. That's true works. Works is what your heart is doing right now. It's working. Why? It's designed that way. My computer is working. It is doing what is designed. Lucifer, he stopped working. Lucifer is not doing what he was designed. So my question to you today, are you doing what you were designed? If you're not, you're a card-carrying Luciferian. Most people don't even know what the hell they designed. So by default, you are of your father, the devil. And the works of your father, the devil, you are doing. How do I know? You have to lie. You got to put forth energy and effort. You got to be fake because you're not authentic. Not you, but people that you know. You must be a child. You must have your birthright. And you must authentically align with that birthright. That is the reason that you are on this planned net. Somewhere in the past, you did not align with your birthright. You did not align with your design. This inability to align with your design, to do what you have been called spiritually by God to do, to say that, you know what, I got free will. To say that, you know what, feels good, do it. If you do that, if you say, you know what, hey, I want to do my own thing. Lucifer said in his heart, I want to be like the Most High. That statement, he forfeited or stopped being authentic. He stopped being basic. He stopped being a child of God. That is the ABCs of the life management system, my life and everything that I do. It is about a particular right of possession or privilege. That is the only thing that I teach. My entire course can be summed up in that one word, birthright. It is the natural moral right. My right by birth, not by effort. It is the aligning of my design. Without that ability to align with your God-given design, you forfeit your ability to shine. Anytime you do not align with your God-given design, you automatically forfeit your ability to shine. And the enemy does that by giving you a parent, the pair that rents. That parent, I'm not talking about your biological parent, I'm talking about your spiritual parent. According to John 8:44, you are of your father, the devil, and the works of your father, the devil, you will do. We knew and we know he was a liar from the beginning. He abode not in the place that the Father designed him. So to be a Satanist, to be a Luciferian, to be a bad guy simply means you don't know your purpose. by default, you've got to do somebody else's. That's what Lucifer did. He had a job, and he knew what his job was. He's not like us. He knew what his job was. Now, remember, we're talking about one thing today, prism, P-R-I-S-M. What does it mean? Transparent. Well, what does transparent mean? The transition and the word parent. It means to exchange parents. So you are a light beam that is shining through a prism, and you are exchanging your birthright to exist on this damn planet. So the way that you get back is to take the bent light color, go back through that same prism, and now exchange the birthright back to the original that you had prior to your existence in this dirt suit. That's called your diakonia. That's innate, because God's gifts are not with or without recompense. He's not an Indian giver. He don't take it back. So you're here on earth to do one thing, find your purpose. If you die without finding your purpose, you got to come back. It's called reincarnation. Because if you find your purpose, you speak as one having authority. You have God's voice inside. You have God's frequency. The tone in your voice determines the frequency of the choice. The choice that I made to return back to my Father. It's not in my actions. It's in my voice. You can feel it in my voice. When I speak, you can feel it. Because it is the voice of God. Because of the choice that I made to return back to my Father. I am the offspring of God, according to Acts chapter 17, verse 29. I got conned the way you did. What did I do? I unfortunately made a choice to leave my design, my first estate. Like Lucifer, I said, I want to be like the Most High. I want to sit on the sides of the north. I want to do my own will. I don't want to do what I'm designed to do. I want to do what I want to do. That is the only way light falls down into hue or color. Your job, my brother, find purpose, implement purpose, return home. How do we do that? Understand that we must be A, authentic. We must understand B, we have a basic birthright that makes us C, number three, a child of God, not a child of the devil. The only way to get back or to buy back or to take back your birthright as a child is to understand that your father is not free will. Your father is not the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and the cares of this world. You are not a liar. You are not a murderer. You're the attributes that are in John 8:44, you are denouncing those, and you are returning back to your true authentic. You are exchanging parents. You're taking the parent, the pair that's renting you, that's transparent, transferring your parenthood, exchanging the parents. And you're going back to being authentic. You, my brothers, and you, my sisters, according to John 1:12, you have received power to become sons of God, not sons of men, or sons of the devil. You are not Dracul. You're not Dracula. You're not a Draco. You're not a lizard. In the movie Dracula Untold, there's a scene in the movie where there's a guy in a cliff. Where Dracula, even though he did it with good intentions, remember the road to hell is paved with good intentions. He wanted to save his son and his wife and his, he was a king. He wanted to save his country. And he went up to the cave and he met Aruman. Aruman means evil brother. He met Aruman in that cave. And Aruman gave him, he exchanged his birthright. He exchanged his parents. And he received power. And he became Lord Impella. That made him son of Satan. Draco. The upwards expanse of the south that it talks about in Job. The God of the south, not the God of the north. My brothers and sisters, what's on the south of the prism and what's on the north? Whose side are you on? We will break this down April the 2nd. This is just the intro. We're just scratching the surface. We're just playing checkers. April the 2nd, we start playing chess. It is my prayer, if you want to return back to the Father, because the light that's shining, it ain't real. It's fake. You have to go past the outer court into the holy place, past the brazen altar. That's the only time you will see his face. My brothers and my sisters, I am the one and only Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. May God bless you, his name. At least that's what they tell us, is Yahuwah. Although that's not his name, that's the best one we got. One of the best ones we got. His son, they say his name is Yahushua. Although that's not his name. They said his name, he has a name that is written on his star that no man can pronounce. Revelations 19:18 says his name is the entire word of God. It pales the human brain. You cannot even comprehend it. So that's why I call him the big G. And he left the Ruach, or the Pneuma, that will always lead you and guide you. Everything that I teach, I get from the Ruach and the Pneuma. I get it. I don't get it from books. I don't get it from men. I don't get it from reverends, nor doctors, nor bishops. I get it from off the planet. Because darkness came into light, and the light perceived it not. The devil is not stupid. He's playing both sides of the fence. Electricity and magnetism is two sides of the same freaking coin. And without overstanding that, I don't care what side of the pyramid you own, he owns the pyramid. He is the pyramid. He is Draco, the lizard. And without that understanding, my brothers, without understanding that you are a child, suffer not the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. If you mean to tell me you know the spirit realm, you know all the workings of the spirit realm, you do? Please email me and let me know. We need to talk, brother. Because I don't. I know a lot of shizness. I know nothing about the spirit realm. I'm a child. But I know I got a birthright that allows me to be authentic and return back to my Father and exchange and get my ass out this prism and off this prison planet and return back to my original estate. That's your job and that's my job. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, make no doubt about it. I will you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that make them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. They just wanna give me the meme up because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth. This sweeping under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask some grace.
This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo, since I'm
Back of all my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, Captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll